the domestic cricket podcast for the 7th of April. Lions were crowned champions of South Africa's Ram Slam T20 Challenge as they saw off Titans by 30 runs in the final in Johannesburg. A late effort from David Visser and an injured Albie Morkel wasn't enough to help Titans recover from 87-6 in their pursuit of 156. Visser made 21 off 13 balls, while Morkel, who picked up an ankle injury while bowling, was the last one out for 16 off 13 balls. All five of the Lions bowlers contributed 2 wickets each. Early their batting had also been a team effort, as all of the top 6 reached double figures. Quinton de Kock and Neil McKenzie were the mainstays, with knocks of 44 off 31 balls and 39 off 32 balls respectively, as Lions posted 155 for 5 after choosing to bat. The final of Sri Lanka's Premier League tournament is evenly poised going to the final day. Sinhalese Sports Club earned a useful 62 on the first innings lead, off the back of a knock of 171 from Kulshal Silva. Wickets from the Mukthi Pereira and Dilawara Lokhadij had reduced them to 168 for 8, but Silva and number 10 Damika Prasad put 102 prior to Prasad's departure for 47. Moores then also lost wickets in their second innings early on, slipping to 142 for 6, before a 7th wicket partnership of 167 between Indika Disaram and Lokhadij. Lokhadij fell late on for 78, with Disaram unbeaten on 89, as Moores closed on 310 for 7 to lead by 248 runs. Their wins to Habib Bank, National Bank, Swe Northern Gas Pipelines and State Bank in the second round of matches in Pakistan's President's Cup one-day tournament. Habib Bank overcame Pakistan International Airlines by 27 runs in Karachi. Despite losing Imran Farhat first ball, they racked up 331 for 3 from their 50 overs. Ahmed Shahzad and Yunis Khan shed 142 for the second wicket, with Asad Shafiq then joining Yunis to add a further 121. Yunis eventually fell for 101 off 124 balls, with Shafiq ending not out on 92 off only 74. Shahid Afridi added a late cameo of 39 off 15. International Airlines had their run chase anchored by a century from their captain Shoaib Malik. He hit 108 off the 76 deliveries after Kamran Sajjad and Shoaib Khan Sr. had added 92 for the second wicket. Unfortunately, support from the remainder of the middle order was sadly lacking and they were all out for 304. Asim Dil and Abdur Rahman each took 3 wickets. In Group A, National Bank trounced Port Kazim Authority by 9 wickets. Cameron Acknell hit 132 not out and hit 201 with Sami Aslam for the National Bank first wicket as they chased down their target with more than 11 overs to spare. Imran Khan had earlier taken 4 for 57 as Port Kazim Authority were all out for 248 after being asked to bat. Karan Manzur top scored for them with 94. And Swe Northern Gas Pipelines won a closely contested high scoring match against Zawai Tarakiti Bank. Half centuries from Tafiq Umar, Azhar Ali and Karem Shahzad helped them amass 314 for 5 from their 50 overs. However, the top 4 Zawai Tarakiti Bank batsmen all passed 50 as they mounted a serious challenge. Openers Shajil Khan and Hussein Talat added 96, with Baba Azam and Haris Sahail ensuring 111 for the third wicket. Sahail was out Asad Ali for 99, with Zawai Tarakiti Bank eventually ending agonisingly short on 312 for 6.